Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We are in the 34th Psalm. In the previous episode, we looked at the first four verses. So let me back up and pick up those four verses, and we'll continue from there. Remember the title of this one. This is one of the longest titles. And the title is of David, a Psalm of David, when he changed his behavior before Abimelech, or as New American Standard says, as he feigned madness, so that he drove him out and he went away. And so we looked at that in the previous episode out of 1 Samuel. David was acting like he was insane to try to save his skin. And it's interesting to keep that in the forefront of our mind as we read this, because in this psalm, he's giving thanks to the Lord. And we sort of see, there's times when we struggle with, okay, when do I wait upon the Lord, and what is me initiating something and me doing it and then God doing it and waiting upon him? And we create all these false kind of situations in our mind. The bottom line is this: everything is in the hands of the Lord. If we turn it over to him, then the things that we do are what God's going to do to work things out. And this is a great example of this if we pay attention to it. So verse 1 says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul makes its boast in the Lord. Let the humble hear and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. So what's he said so far? He says, hey, I'm going to bless the Lord. His praise is going to be constantly in my mouth. My soul, my emotions, everything's going to boast about the Lord. So I want the humble to hear and be glad. I want you to magnify the Lord with me. I want all of us to exalt the Lord together. And then he gives us insight into why. That's what he says in verse 4. I sought the Lord. I sought Yahweh. And he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. So what was the context of David's fear at this time right here? Well, yeah. He was hauled in there before the king because the other people realized who he was. And David felt like he was supposed to feign madness. I think that came at the leadership and the behest of the Most High God. Have some fun preaching and teaching that, can't you? You know, just think about that. Are there times when God will have you act crazy? Well, it worked with David. At least the Lord was leading him in that. But watch what happens. He says, I sought the Lord, and he answered me. He says, I sought the Lord, and he delivered me from all my fears. Then verse 5, those who look to him are radiant, and their faces shall never be ashamed. So he's saying, if you will turn to the Lord, if you'll seek the Lord, then your countenance will be radiant. Your face will shine. Your face will never be ashamed. If you rest in the Lord, if you turn to the Lord, if you trust in the Lord. Then verse 6, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. So there again, we got a little bit of that parallelism that we see all through the Psalms, where he states something, then he states it again in a little different format later. Here's sort of in the sandwich kind of thing, because in verse 4, he says, I sought the Lord and he answered me. Verse 6, he says, this poor man, and he's speaking of himself, cried, and the Lord heard and saved him out of his troubles. So he's doing more than a third person kind of thing. And sandwiched in between is the verse about, hey, if you look to the Lord, you're going to be radiant. Your face will not be ashamed. Then verse 7, the angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and delivers them or rescues them. So David is giving us some insight into what he thinks happened when he was rescued. Because remember, what was the title of this thing? He wrote this upon being driven away when he feigned madness. Yeah, yeah. And so he's letting us know, hey, the angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and he delivers them. Verse 8, O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. So David has mentioned this many times in the Psalms up to this point, of taking refuge in the Lord, of the blessed man and the characteristics of the blessed man. But look what he says. He says, hey, taste and see. Taste and see that the Lord is good. So what is meant by that taste and see? You see that. As a matter of fact, there was a major denomination in the Western world that picked that up as their theme in trying to attract people to come. In other words, taste and see that the Lord is good. Taste and see. Come see that we're good. Well, it's right out of the scripture right here, but as the way they were using it, it wasn't particularly effective. Taste and see means this, that you're trusting in the Lord, that you're fearing the Lord, and you're seeking the Lord. So come, seek him, trust him. The Lord is good. Come and see this. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him, who trusts in him. And then he says this in verse 9, oh, fear the Lord, you his saints, for those who fear him have no lack or have no want. And so this is really something that comes to us. Do we trust the Lord? Do we fear the Lord in the way that we're supposed to fear him? Yes, reverence and awe, etc. Fear the Lord, trust the Lord, you'll have no lack. The Lord will be your refuge. The Lord will be your salvation. The Lord will be your strength, literally. Then verse 10, the young lions suffer want and hunger, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. So you see it repeated over and over. Seek the Lord and seek the Lord. So what does it mean here by young lions suffer want and hunger? Well, you know, in all cultures, the lion is viewed as what? Yeah, the king, you know, the major animals. And, you know, they're often looked upon as being ferocious animals and that they have no enemy type of thing. But the young lions suffer want and they suffer hunger because they have not yet learned how to hunt the proper way. Right? They haven't learned how to do what lions do, okay? And they're going hungry. So what's that have to do with this? He's saying this. The young lions suffer want and hunger, but, okay, the word but, so he's tying something into that thought, but those who seek the Lord lack no good things. If you don't seek the Lord, you're going to be like a young lion. You're going to suffer, you're going to suffer want, and you're going to suffer lacking, and you're going to suffer hunger. But if you seek the Lord, you won't be like the young lions. The Lord will do what? What we've seen through here. He'll be your refuge. He'll be your strength. He'll be your salvation. He'll be your provider. And it really challenges us. What do we fear? Have we truly tasted and seen? Do we really take refuge in the Lord? Do we really believe that the angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him? And do we really believe that the Lord wants to deliver us? Do we really believe that he's going to answer us and deliver us if we seek him? I think that's the reason he started the psalm off with the first three verses. Hey, y'all come here. Bless the Lord at all times. Praise him. Make boast in the Lord. Humble yourself in the Lord. Magnify the Lord with me. Exalt his name with us. Because the enemy wants to come in and draw a question into our heart and our mind and our spirit related to these things. But if we praise him and stand upon these truths, then we can know what? That when you seek the Lord, you're going to lack no good thing. Psalm 34, phenomenal psalm. Well, my time's up. We'll continue on in the next episode. I'll see y'all then. Goodbye.